Today, we hear from the gospel about the Beatitudes of Jesus. Blessed are they. Blessed are they. I'm almost tempted to say that there is a ninth Beatitude. Blessed are those who enroll their children in St. John Baptist Catholic School, for they will be educated well. As you know, St. John Baptist de La Salle is an educator himself. So as we gather to celebrate the sacred mysteries, let us pause for a moment as we ask God's mercy and pardon. Grant us, Lord our God, that we may honor you with all our mind and love everyone in truth of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
I would like to begin by asking you all a question. It's an easy answer by raising your right hands. How many of you have opened the school website last week? Raise your right hand. Okay. You are missing a lot. And today, as we begin Catholic Schools Week, as I was reflecting upon the readings today, especially that of the second reading, where God makes the foolish shame the wise and makes the weak shame those who are powerful, there's so much to be said what we learn from our Catholic schools. And today, as I stand before you, I'd like to present to you our Catholic school here in De La Salle, represented by our principal, vice principal, faculty, staff, and students. May I ask them to please stand? Some of those, yes. Let's give them a big round of applause. They're all over the place. Thank you so much. Some of the kids also went to the children's liturgy. And I saw some of them went to the 7:30 mass this morning. But anyway, the reason why I am energized by announcing and speaking about a Catholic school education is because I myself is a product of the Catholic school in the Philippines. And I came from, during my time, there was no pre-K yet. You start with K, with kinder, and all the way. Fortunately, in the Philippines, during my time, it ran all the way to 6. And then after 6, go to high school. And that when I entered the seminary. Of course, it was a Catholic seminary. But Catholic school indeed is so important. Our De La Salle school community, that's why I asked you if you have been, if you have opened the website of our school, because it's so easy. It is sjbdls.org. And if you put .com, then you go to the Paris. But .org is the school. And our Catholic school here in De La Salle creates an environment in which students are motivated to seek excellence in all aspects of their lives, promoting academic excellence, spirituality, and Catholic values according to the tradition of its patron, Saint John Baptist de La Salle, who himself is an excellent educator. This is found in the website. And as we got deeper, for many of us, Catholic education through Catholic schools have become a huge part of our own lives for many, many years. I still cannot forget when I was in third grade in a Catholic school back in the Philippines. That's when one of the sisters, remember the flying nun? Where they had the habits that it was something like that. The sisters that educated me were something like that. And I remember I was in third grade. And the teachers used to say to us, who would like to become a priest? And they tell me that I was one of those little boys. I was a little bit shorter then. I'm taller now. And I used to stand up. And so one evening, one of the teachers, one of the sisters, the nuns, who happens to be my great aunt, called me and said, I hear you like to become a priest. I was still third grade. And so he taught me how to project my voice. Every evening he would tell my mom and dad, Ramon will stay for a while and I will teach him how to project his voice. At third grade. And since then, it has never been the same. And I remember very well those evenings. I would, aside from that, the Catholic school, the part of my life is that I myself can attest to the reality. As a graduate of a Catholic school, I entered a seminary formation to become a priest. I can witness two important realities from my Catholic education. The first one is this. Catholic education taught me to allow Jesus to be the center of my life. Hence, it has deepened my faith and my love for God. You do not have to be straight A in your conduct to enter the seminary, although it would be ideal. I told you this before. I was one of those. I am one of 9 children. My conduct was not straight A all the time. There were times it was A, but I was one of those that almost burned down our house. In third grade, that's when I was being trained to project my voice. So you don't have to be perfectly good to be able to become a priest. But it was that Catholic education which leads me to the second reality. So the first one is allowing Jesus to be the center of my life. And number two, Catholic education has enabled me to grow as a person with values. Allowing me to be the best person I can be. Or I can even say, to be the best of who I am as a priest. That's why there's a truth in that 9th beatitude that I gave you. Blessed are the parents who enroll their children in De La Salle school, for they will be educated well. Not only in academic excellence, but also in spirituality and in every values that is so important for all of us. My brothers and sisters, this is the importance of Catholic education. And especially here in Granada Hills, we have our school that has been in existence for 62 years, since its beginning in 1955. These children in uniform this morning were not born yet when the school has been opened. My brothers and sisters, I am sure that many of you here are also parents of our students here in this school. And we thank you for making the decision to allow your to be educated in the Catholic way. Because that's what our Catholic schools bring into our communities. So that we can have children who can allow Jesus to be the center of their lives. And allow parents to allow their children to be educated with values. That's the importance of our Catholic school. And that's why, and to know more about that, I challenge you to please go to the website and read what is presented. And I don't know how many of you still remember this paper. Have you seen this? This was the insert last week in the bulletin. So if it's the first time that you're seeing it, that means your bulletin is still in the car. And it was printed in color. So I'm surprised I didn't get any response when I said, did you see this last week, the 22nd? I think there was so much rain that day, but I think you were still able to get the bulletin. Brothers and sisters, it is inviting you for an open house of our school. So please make it a point, as our principal, Ms. Castañeda, will say more about this at the end of Mass. But brothers and sisters, let us be proud of what we offer in St. John Baptist de La Salle, that we have our Catholic school here, where I believe many of you are graduates. Anyone who are graduates of our De La Salle, here comes the hands that are going up. I'm so glad to be able to see some graduates, and I come across many of graduates every time I meet them here since I came in July. So brothers and sisters, let us continue to pray for this ministry of our parish, our Catholic school. For through it, we are able to mold not only our children, but mold people who are ready for the future to become the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Amen. Let us pray. Nourished by these redeeming gifts, we pray, O Lord, that through this help to eternal salvation, true faith may ever increase through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless us all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Mass is ended. Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.